The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 9:41 on this Tuesday morning. A week from tomorrow is the Rotary Club International Day Parade. It really kicks off Blue Water Fest. Joining us right now, the parade co-chair, Thelma Castillo. Good morning, Thelma.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. I can't believe it's parade time already.
I know. You know, I think it's because the weather has been up and down this summer so far that we forget we're already in the middle of July.
I think you're absolutely right. So remind us what we need to know about the parade. It will be the usual time, the usual place, right?
Yep. So it's on Wednesday, July 13th. Start time is 6:30 for the parade. Again, it's a kickoff to Blue Water Fest. We're in our 102nd year of doing the parade. So Port Huron Rotary International of Port Huron is very happy and lucky that we're able to do this parade for the community. And so it's the Port Huron Club as well as the Fort Gratiot Club that helps us out. It's a fabulous night. We always have a great night for it. It's an opportunity to bring people to town. Hopefully we have enough things that entice people to come downtown and watch the parade. And it's a fabulous night for the downtown of Port Huron.
Yeah, it really is. It kicks off Blue Water Fest. It does bring people in from all over. I think people have kind of gotten accustomed to knowing when the parade is, or they check into it fairly early in the summer so they can make sure that they're here for it. What is the theme for the parade this year?
It's Children's Story Time. So we try to connect most years with the St. Clair County Library themes that go on, because we want people, kids especially, to understand the importance of literacy. So we always try to tie it into that. And with the Children's Story Time, there's lots of things that people can put their parade on, put their float, put their, their costumes together regarding children's books and authors. And so we think it's a great tie-in to the library.
It's amazing the work that goes into these floats. It's employees and volunteers, people that work for different organizations that come in after work and on the weekends and build these floats, isn't it?
You know, Paul, I think it's kind of interesting. I think it takes you back to your high school days when you built a float for homecoming, right? And I think it's an opportunity for organizations and businesses to come together, to spend some time to build that float, to work on the team building aspect of the business. And we know a lot of businesses and organizations that really take pride in putting these floats together. I mean, they spend lots of hours doing it, making sure they have the right theme, because there are awards that are given out that night. We have our Blue Water Young Professionals who actually rate the entries that want to be part of this opportunity to win some money for their organization. So people really do take time to make sure that their float is the best float on that route.
What are some of the other parade highlights? What are we going to see this year?
We always have the bands that come out and play. We also have all the different fire trucks. You know, young kids love fire trucks. It makes a lot of noise and they love that. But we usually have about 100 entries that come on board, and we are getting close to that number. You know, people can always either drop their entry fee off at the chamber office, or they can go online and do that. But we really try to keep up an opportunity for all businesses and all organizations to come in and enjoy going down Main Street on the 13th. And just for those who do not know, our parade is older than the Detroit Thanksgiving Parade as well as the New York Macy Parade.
Wow.
And so we feel very, proud of that we continue to do this for our communities, for our downtown, for the businesses, for the organizations. Because, again, our Rotary Club, just like every other Rotary Club, is volunteer run. We all have day jobs. We all have other things that we're working on. So there's no staff person to point to and say, hey, can you do this or can you do that? My co-chair, Carter Heisman from McLaren, he does a lot of the work as well, and we're very proud that McLaren is our presenting sponsor, as well as we have other sponsors like Chamber, St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Eastern Michigan Bank, Emily Vinkners from State Farm. So again, you know, it costs money to do this kind of things because we do have to pay out some fees in terms of bands and the awards and stuff. But it's really a great opportunity to kick off Blue Water Fest and have people come down for a fun evening. We have our grand marshals who are coming from the St. Clair County Library System, as well as Imagine Library. And then we have a junior grand marshal from Port Huron High Schools. And again, we encourage the junior marshals because it gets them involved in service and giving back to the community.
That's pretty cool. Next Wednesday is the day for the Rotary International Day Parade in Port Huron. Steps off at 6:30. Right outside the window that I'm in front of right now at the radio station, Huron and Glenwood, or Pine Grove and Erie and Glenwood area. That's where the parade steps up. Is it too late at this point? Tell me if somebody says, oh my gosh, the parade's next week. We wanted to be in it. Is it too late to get entry into the parade?
No, Paul, we accept actually entries until the day of. You know, we don't want to deny anybody the opportunity to participate. And so we welcome all entries at any time. Obviously, it's kind of hard after the parade starts to get an entry in, but, you know, we try to accommodate everybody. And WPHM is very, very gracious to stream it live for us. So we appreciate that as well, because sometimes you just can't make it down there, but you want to hear about it.
Yeah, we'll be rooftop watching the parade again this year. Really look forward to doing that. It's always a lot of fun. If somebody wants to be in the parade or has questions about the parade, what do they need to do?
They need to call the chamber office at 810-985-7101, and we'll answer all the questions that they may have.
Sounds good. Thelma, appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul, for the time. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
Take care. Bye-bye.